You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Iranians and a lot of videos across the country celebrating, saying they have had a victory. They haven't won the war against Israel in the United States or against the people that run our countries that have done this, but they are winning it, and they control the strait. They can keep control. The regime hasn't fallen. They just have to hold on, and I'm not comparing them to George Washington in their politics, but in 6 years, persevering and only starting to win the last year. It's a war of attrition. They control the most critical energy choke point in the world for not just oil and gas, but for helium, for fertilizers of all different types. It's ridiculous what goes through there. Basically, the average is usually about 30% of everything goes through there. You pick it, it's going through there. So let's go to a clip of Fox News admits that Israel is extremely upset about this double cited ceasefire plan with Iran, and then go to clip 13, Mark Levin, very upset. Now, remember, the propaganda is either this is a stunning trillion-D chess move by Trump, by some Republicans that are pro-war, it's the minority. They're just totally delusional, kind of modern Q-tard stuff. And then you've got Levin and Israel that say this is a total disaster and that they're screwed and you know, it's our fault. We got to fight to the last man. We got to be ready for ground invasion. We got to use nukes. And I got Levin coming up saying that. That's the reality. So, you know, the bad guys in this really is the Israeli leadership, and they're saying this is bad for them. Yeah, you tricked us into this. Trump's figuring it out. It's backfiring big time. And you don't know what to do. That is the reality. This is horrible. People are like, well, wait, don't you want the war to stop? No, I'm glad it's stopping. It's horrible it ever began. What did I tell you 39 days ago on that Saturday show? All of it came true. It's just been war-gamed. So play clip 18 and 13. Here they are.
Well, the Israelis, for what they know so far with the details in this 2-week delay in the war, they're not too happy with the details, but they say it's President Trump's decision to make. The Iranian response was to fire another missile at Israel. It wasn't 5 minutes from the time that Truth Social post went up that our phones lit up with another incoming missile. This missile was intercepted over Jerusalem. The shrapnel came down. We've got no word of any injuries. It should be noted that word had gone out through the IDF that we should anticipate a lot of missile fire tonight, and they have not taken that down yet. So that's the situation right now. Sometimes we see here in the Middle East that they will fire one just to be defiant at the end, but it's also possible that word hadn't gotten out to the rocket crew. Laura?
That's my fear. If we're going to have some kind of deal, Donald Trump won't be around forever to ensure that it's enforced. That's number one. So I trust him. Number two, I don't trust the enemy. The enemy has shown for half a century that every deal it signs, it violates. So what's going to be different this time? What's going to be different 4 or 5 years from now? Number three, everybody says we don't want regime change. Okay, then we're not going to have regime change. So what does that mean? Well, the regime still exists. Maybe not the top three tiers, but the fundamentals are still there. And some strong man will rise to the top, as they always do. So that's a question. The president is up against really unbelievable obstacles. He is a Democrat party that basically would rather destroy him than the enemy. And that is their focus. Number two is woke right, self-aggrandizing, so-called influencers that are used by the media to attack him and to try and undermine his base. Number three, his base is solid as a rock. 100%, 92% are with him. That's the Republican Party. But there are other issues that nobody's talking about, and I want to raise them because at some point somebody's going to have to talk about it. What do we do to enforce whatever it is we agreed to? How do we enforce it? Are we going to have certain a rearrangement of our military? We're going to have another base there. But how are we going to do that? Number three, what about the people of Iran? What, are we going to just leave them there? There's nothing that we can do, and we're going to wash our hands over that? That, to me, is morally very difficult to accept. And then what about the proxies, Hezbollah? I was reading these statements. Hezbollah has killed more Americans than Iran directly. Hezbollah is Iran. Hezbollah is firing missiles into Israel by the hundreds still. And here we have a ceasefire that they've already broken. And so, yes, the argument will be, well, they don't have control of this and control of that. Well, if they don't have control of this and control of that, how do we even enter into an agreement?
So that's Mark Levin, or maybe he is just militarily stupid. We know that's not true. He's a deceiver. Netanyahu put out a statement before that show aired last night on Fox and said, we're not stopping. And they're still hitting Iran. They're still hitting Lebanon. They're still bombing and missiling all over the place. Some of the biggest attacks yet. Pull the headlines up. And so Iran's like firing more missiles, and Fox News shows it and says, oh, look, they violated the ceasefire without even saying that they're bombing them. The level of deception. And then Israel attacks first to drag us into this and says, now we have a moral responsibility to go save the Iranians when Israel and our government were giving them weapons and trying to do this overthrow. It failed. It failed, Mark. It didn't work. You and Netanyahu and Trump, rise up. They'll be gone in a few days. We've been hearing that for 39 days. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe the mullahs fall. I want to end this war. If that happened, I'll say, wow, a miracle. Still wrong to say you're going to kill everybody in the country. Still wrong to say you're going to bomb their water plants. Still wrong to have Israel running our foreign policy, regardless of whether this was right or wrong. It's wrong to have a foreign power doing this. And Mark Levin and all of them calling for all of us to be censored or taken off the air and calling me Joseph Goebbels. It's un-American. And yeah, the Democrats are sitting back with popcorn, but that doesn't matter because what Trump's doing is wrong. Not just morally, but it wasn't going to work. And then he gives you that lying poll. I could pull up polls for whatever I want, but Rasmussen is the most accurate. The head pollster over there, by the way, he's leaving. He's doing his own thing now, but he's going to be on soon, Mark Mitchell. Is basically 100% accurate, like 99.5%. He was saying Trump was already sliding 8 months ago, which he is, from 56 to 33 now. And 80%+ of Americans are against ground war, and the vast majority are against the war, period. But you heard him. 100% are behind Trump. If you're not a teleprompter, so it's a very sophisticated lie, because you're like, 100% aren't for this. And then he goes, 90% of that in a Republican poll. Well, CNN said 100% of MAGA's behind it. They called some supporters. Job approval's 33%. All right. So moving along here, Stephen Colbert, the horrible poison shot pusher, best buddies with John Podesta. He's getting to score points. Jimmy Kimmel, Democrat Party operatives getting to score points, showing Trump and all the flip-flopping. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
And it's always 2 weeks. He's like a conscientious employee. He always gives 2 weeks' notice.
I'll be making a big decision on the Paris Accord over the next 2 weeks.
We're signing a health care plan within 2 weeks.
We call it the gold card, and we're going to start selling, hopefully, in about 2 weeks.
So we can just sit down, and I'll do this at some point over the next 2 weeks.
They would have had a nuclear weapon within 2 weeks.
We'll have something in 2 weeks.
You'll have your approval in 2 weeks.
I could answer that question better in 2 weeks.
I'll let you know in about 2 weeks.
You could answer that question in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I think in 2 weeks we'll know which way I'm going.
Well, add another 2 weeks to the reel because it's 2 weeks.
We've got the compilations. You want to see compilations of him? Some are like 40 minutes long. We have that little short minute 10 when we played last week, where he says, don't go to Iran. It's World War III. You get Kamala's World War III. Don't go to full war with Iran, on and on. And then now flip-flopping. Or dozens of times, 25 times now, saying, we've won the war. There's regime change. Reasonable people. And then open the effing strait or I'll destroy you all. And then last night, see, we got a deal. It's great. It's all over. Now today, don't believe anything you see. We're going to arrest whoever says that we agreed to this deal. That is the deal. And now he's saying, no, it's not the deal. So they're ready to say, fine, close Strait of Hormuz again. I don't know how fast wall's going to go back up, but probably pretty quick. Yeah, here's a compilation, just a short one of Trump on Iran and what it would do. Here it is.
If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously.
We're achieving major strides toward completing our military objective. And some people could say they're pretty well complete. We've wiped every single force in Iran out very completely.
We are obliterating that country. And I hate to do it, but we're obliterating. And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry as the expression goes, uncle, but they will.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly. You have no idea how badly they want to make a deal. And we'll see what happens.
The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free.
For instance, if I want to take down that power plant, that very big, powerful power plant, they can't do a thing about it. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong.
And they'll have no bridges. They'll have no power plants. They'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two.
We've won this. This war has been won.
If I had my choice, what would I like to do? Take the oil. Because it's there for the taking. There's not a thing they can do about it.
All right, let's stop there. There's a lot of compilations. That's him promising to obliterate everything. It's the compilation we played last week twice where he's like, don't go to war with Iran. Kamala wants nuclear war. Vote for me. You have peace. I am peace. Remember all that? Yeah, I don't need to play it again. You all know about it. And then there's another compilation. And if you can't find it, just make another one for next hour. Because it's now 24 times he said on TV, we've totally won. It's over. It'll be over in a few days. On and on. I mean, do I even need to play it? You've heard it. You've seen it. I'm not trying to undermine Trump. He is undermining himself. Now, here's Laura Loomer. She says, I don't want to negotiate with these people. They're bad. It legitimizes them. Lady, you don't know anything about the military. Okay? Our military told him 90% chance no regime change. It fails. It's a close Strait of Hormuz. Our military was right. Tulsi Gabbard, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the vice president, they all told him this. Eric Prince told him this privately and publicly. Couldn't believe he did it. Said next it's going to escalate when we fail. They'll try to get boots on the ground. People said he was crazy 38 days ago, one day after this started. And Eric Prince, kind of a smart guy, was right. Is Eric Prince for the mullahs? Am I for the mullahs? Ridiculous. Preposterous. Do I like Islam? Do I like cancer? Do I like having a broken leg? No. You're like, well, then why don't we blow them up? Because then they collapse and we get the refugees. And then in the meanwhile, we get a bunch of troops killed and the economy goes upside down. Laura Loomer, duh, why we negotiate with them? Because the war not go the way you and Mark Levin think it did. I mean, go back to being paid to eat dog food on air. I'm not trying to be mean to Laura. I've known her for many years, but she's gone completely crazy. And she eats dog food on air for money. You think I'm joking? Just type in Laura Loomer dog food. You pay her $200, she'll eat dog food on air. Yeah, who's paying you, Laura? I mean, we know who is. I'm not going to even go there. It's worse than you think. I mean, she's like a NASCAR. She's got stickers all over. You know who I get paid by? You buying supplements and t-shirts and knives and cool stuff at AlexJonesStore.com. There ain't nobody telling me what to think or do. I can't even control myself. I'm not even in control of myself. I'm a loose cannon. That's the assessment of the CIA department. And you bet your ass it is, because you can put a gun to my head and I ain't going to lie. Not when lives are on the line. My integrity is who I am. I don't have integrity. I am integrity. And that's why people tune in and they go, why the hell did you say that horrible thing about yourself? Because it's true. I've told you every dirty secret. I've told you stuff I never told anybody on air. This is the truth serum. I get in here and I tell you I've murdered, and I am so ashamed of it. 6 children. I paid mad scientists to chop them up and suck their brains out. The left goes, oh, look, he's discredited. He's against abortion, but he admits he paid for them. Before I got saved, real saved, before I repented when I was 18 years old. And that's a whole other story I've told many times, but it's miraculous. And as my dad rebuking me and kicked me out of the house, I just graduated high school. They were already saying get an apartment, move out. I had jobs. I was making plenty of money myself. I've always been an entrepreneur. And I had this very nice 25-year-old lady over who was pretty wild. And she was all swanking around in the kitchen and kind of said some little bit of flirtation stuff to my dad in front of my mom. And my mom went to my dad and she said, David, it's time for him to move out. Get him out of here. I'm sick of all these women he's bringing in here. And he comes back in my bedroom and I'm out and he's in there and he goes, what is this? What is this? It was a Planned Parenthood $300 abortion. And I said, that's an abortion. He said, stop killing my grandchildren. He goes, you're out of here this weekend. And he went and found me an apartment, got me in it, literally got a U-Haul and threw my stuff out and said, we don't want to have a relationship with you if you murder our grandchildren. And I started having nightmares about the abortions I'd funded at that point. And it was like a black cloud coming in, like a demon attacking Tucker. But it was something like that. You know, kind of just, ooh, chills and, you know, God coming down on me and you better stop. And I stopped it. I stopped it. I reproved myself. And then God said, you got a mission. You're going to be political. You're already into that stuff. Go do this. And I had this sudden drive. And I basically stopped dating for a while and had to cut that off. And that's how I got on air at 20 on Access TV, on local radio at 21, and number one by 23 in this town in the ratings, and then syndicated by 25. And that's the mission. That's it. But I tell you who I am. Nobody else tells you that stuff. But if God could forgive me and raise me up to fight evil, but I'm not going to lie to myself about what I did. I didn't know I was killing. I thought it was a blob. I believe the lies. But I now know what I did, and I repented, and God has forgiven me. But I didn't mean to go off into that story. I apologize. It's just that the left will air that and say, oh, look, he admits he's a horrible person. No, I did things that were wrong. I was lied to, and then I had already been, you know, saved and baptized when I was a kid and went to church and loved Jesus and felt the presence of God and all that. But I got off track. Let's say that was backslidden. But the next time I got hit by God after that, a couple months after I moved out, I was put on a mission. And then about 5 years into that, 5-6 years into that, I told the story about like the real next level. And this wasn't the Holy Spirit making you cry and the comforter for baby Christians. This was like having a major general or a general give you your commission and show me the future. And I've been telling you since then, 25, 26 years ago, 27 years ago, about what was going to happen, how we exposed the globalists, and we'd have caused a worldwide awakening and all the things, and how I'd be persecuted for it. I was told that in a download before I signed on the dotted line. It wasn't a contract, but it was a spiritual contract. That's how real God is, folks. And then my mind and my discernment was upgraded, leveled up, and I've leveled up 4 or 5 other times since then. It is powerful. powerful serving God. It is amazing serving God. So when I tell you this war would be a disaster, when I tell you it's a setup, when I tell you it's multi-leveled manipulation, and I'm proven right, know that I'm telling you what I really believe, and you've seen it come true again. Let's go to Laura Loomer. Here she is.
I don't think that it was good at all to try to negotiate with these people, because now they think that they have legitimacy, that they are, you know, equal partners at the table, and that they are equals to our negotiators here in the United States. And I think that that is a grave mistake. I think that it is a grave mistake to make these terror leaders, these terrorist leaders, these IRGC leaders who are now in charge of Iran, to let them think that they are legitimate actors. I think that it's really dangerous for the long term of our own, not just our national security, but the survival of our country and the survival of Western civilization. I think it was a terrible decision today. I think it was a terrible decision to have a ceasefire. And I do believe that whether it's a Republican or a Democrat who we have as president in 2028, Iran is going to end up having the upper hand, because let's be honest, we're never going to have another president with the state of affairs right now in the world, in our country. We're never going to have another president that's as pro-Israel, pro-Western civilization as Donald Trump. And being pro-Israel doesn't mean you're pro-Jewish. It means that, you know, you support our ally in the Middle East that is on the front lines of combating jihad. And so if
all right,
we end
enough.
Up...
Standard... neocon Israeli propaganda. Hey, cupcake, we're 39 days in. Oil was at 150. That'll cause a global depression if it continues, his economist told him. It's a fact. They held on. They won the war of attrition. He has to negotiate with them because they're winning. She doesn't have a basic understanding. She reads off a teleprompter what she's told to say. No need to put her in a straitjacket and make fun of her. It's sad. Laura used to be a sweeter girl. I don't even dislike her. She's very sad. It's disgusting. Zero Hedge is reporting that the Iranian news, and we've got it and it's confirmed, is saying they're planning a strong response to Israel for continuing to just blow up whole neighborhoods. I mean, five blocks at a time, just everybody's houses, just killing everybody. And the news, little dead kids everywhere. I mean, this is just terrible. And it makes the Muslims look like the good guys. I just cannot stand this, and I don't like being the bad guy. So I'm not going to support any of this, and I'm going to get more and more hardcore against it all. 112 killed in Israel's devastating attacks across Lebanon. Yeah, I've seen the footage. It's just unbelievable. Entire neighborhoods just vaporized. Is that what you voted for, folks? We're supposed to sit here and go along with the new Trump run by Mark Levin. But Levin's getting sidelined for now. But the way Trump flip-flops around, you know, I think he'll be back in charge soon enough. We're going to break. I got what Nick Fuentes has to say about us losing the war. I wouldn't go that far yet, but by staying in it, we lose it. What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Huge sale going on right now. It's going to end very soon. You can get methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, the very best, at the lowest price at cost, $16.79, when you're a subscriber. You can cancel it for any time. You just lock it in, and as long as you stay a subscriber, it locks it in at cost, $16.79 a month. Medical grade will change your life. You're insane if you don't get this. New InfoWars cooler, limited edition, $199 value for $99. If you're a VIP, $79. And it's got all these free goodies, sunglasses, all this other stuff in the bundle that goes with it. That's limited edition. The backpack, I think there's like 100 of those left. It's about to sell out. We have a rolling sale, Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD, the PQQ, all that. Incredible for your body. 40% off, Shilajit caps, gummies, MK Ultra Brain Boost, Atomic Defense, all 40% off. Colostrum and Life Force, 35% off. Iodine tincture selling out, by the way. More's coming in, 30% off. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. While you're at it, check out the incredible Patriot apparel, the widest selection anywhere at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And then you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.